a child is born, first thing it does is inhalation. When a person is dying, the last thing that person does is exhalation. Our life is nothing but between inhalation and exhalation, that is the life. You can call the gap between the first inhalation and the last exhalation, that gap you can call it as a kumbhaka. Kumbhaka, kumbha means pot, ka means happiness. Whole life we are spending in search of happiness from first breath to last breath, kumbhaka. Kumbhaka is happening. And what yoga is talking about, you can get happiness. You are filled the mind with so many irrelevant things. You have to vacate your mind. Your pot is full with rubbish. You have to empty the pot, kumbha. You have to empty that. As you start vacating your mind, you will discover the treasure, inner treasure. The secret of happiness is lies in evacuating, vacating the mind. The first inhale to last exhale, it is kumbhaka. Kumbhaka, it's rate of inhalation is related to our mental status also. If you are very happy, your breathing becomes very deep. You are very happy, you want to absorb under the eucalyptus tree, you want to absorb this fresh energy. Long inhale as much as you can. Suppose you are depressed, anxiety, dejected in your life, your lungs crunches, you exhale out, your breathing becomes erratic. Erratic breathing, uncontrolled breathing happens when you are depressed, dejected, angry, your breathing goes out of sync. Harmonizing the breathing is one of the aims of pranayama. Our breathing has a bearing on the health and lifespan. Quicker you breathe, shorter is your lifespan. Slower you breathe, longer is your lifespan. Slower you breathe, calmer you are, healthier you are. Quicker you breathe, more erratic, unpredictable person you are. For example, mouse breathes for about 100 to 200 times a minute, and its lifespan is about 1 to 2 years. Rabbits breathe around 80 to 100 times a minute. It lives for about 6 to 7 years. Dogs breathe for about 35 times a minute, lives for about 10 to 12 years. The cows breathe for about 25 times a minute, lives for about 20 years. Horses breathe for about 18 to 20 times a minute, lives for about 30 years. Humans breathe anywhere from 15 to 30, so is the lifespan, 60 years, 70 years, 80, accordingly. Tortoise breathe about 1 to 2 times a minute, lives for about 150, 200 years. There is a direct correlation between the lifespan and breath. The Creator, when He created us, made us to come here, He gave the lifespan not based on the outer calendar. He gave us the coat of breath. It is up to you how long you take to finish your breath quota, or how quickly you want to finish. The Creator's calendar is not going as per Indian calendar or Australian calendar or world global calendar. Every level there is a different calendar. He has given a lifespan. If a healthy humans they breathe 15 times a minute. It takes about 2 seconds for inhalation, 2 seconds for exhalation. For one cycle, 4 seconds. So in 1 minute, 15 times we breathe, a normal human. In 1 hour, we breathe 900 hours, 900 times. In 1 day, 21,600 times. 21,600 times when we breathe, it is called as 1 day for the body. It is not, it need not have to sync with outer calendar. That is 21,600 times I breathe. That is 1 day for this body. And if I practice pranayama, instead of taking 4 seconds per cycle, if I am always under pump, if I am taking only 2 seconds per cycle, then I am halving my lifespan. The lifespan of the 100 years, we took a logo, Jivema Sharadarshatam, live in 100 years, not as per the outer calendar. When the Brahma has created 21,600 breaths per day, times 360 days a year, times 100, that means our given quota is 777.7 million breaths. That is our quota. It is up to you how quickly you want to finish or how long you want to prolong. The prolong, if you are, instead of taking 4 seconds per cycle, if you take 8 seconds per cycle through the practice of pranayama, you are very calm, very gently in your life, you are doubling your lifespan. In Mahabharata, talks about the many warriors like Bhishmacharya, Drona, Kripa, Balika, they are in centuries, 800 years, 900 years, they were still fighting. In even in if you read the autobiography of yogi, talking about many yogis still in Himalayas living for centuries. It's talking about Babaji, Yogananda Swami, Paramahamsa Yogananda's great-grandmaster Babaji. He recorded that he is more than 2000 years. Slower you breathe, metabolic rate slows down. You can freeze the aging of the body. The pranayama, Patanjali talks about pranayama is tasmin satim shwasa prashwasa yogati vichedana pranayamaha. He talks pranayama is nothing but manipulating the rate of inhalation and exhalation. You have, when you start manipulating deliberately, that means you have a control over the breath. Breath is like a reins controlling the horse. Horse is called as a mind. When you are deliberately manipulating, slowing down or increasing, your mind has become calm and serene. Calm, serene mind. Serene mind is a must for, at the beginning I talked about, illumined intellect. Mind has to be illumined. For that, serene mind is a must. You have to have that one. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna talks about apane juhvati pranam, prana apane tata parem, prana apana gati rudvam, pranayama parayanaham. Lord Sri Krishna goes a step further. Patanjali talks about manipulating. Sri Krishna says, complete cessation of breathing. Not at the time after death, everyone stops. Here, deliberately, when the mind is so calm and serene, when you have dived deep, when you hit the target within an indescribable thing you experienced within, in that wonder, when the mind, within the, beyond the mind, when you see the wonder which you never experienced before, your breathing stops. Breathing stops, that is a kumbhaka, another kumbhaka. So much of joy comes out, you are neither, there is no urge in you to inhale, there is no urge in you to exhale. There is, you are satisfied within. Whatever is the situation, you are so satisfied within, the kumbhaka has dawned. Kumbhaka, the joy in life has dawned. When you experience that joy, kinchidapi chintayet, Sri Krishna, he talks about when you hit that pulse and nothing more to be sought out in the world in search of happiness. You discovered the purpose of life is to discover that point, the focal, that pause. I want to discover that pause. I want to find the center of gravity. I want to find the fulcrum in my life. When you discover that one, immense joy dawns. When you discover, you need not have to go out in search of happiness. Every day, every evening, every long weekend, there is a party in search of happiness. You discovered that one, Sri Krishna says, when you discovered, kinchidapi chintayet, you have discovered. Settle in, revel within. That revel, when you start reveling within, that fountain of joy starts coming out. That person becomes a source of inspiration for others. The fountain of joy is coming out. One person, one who has experienced the happiness within, alone can give happiness to others. If I haven't experienced that one, I may quote book from the books. I have quote from books, but I know it won't make any difference to the community. Unless you experience that one, you can't bring it to others. What pranayama says, discover that poise, discover that center of gravity, discover that fulcrum in your life. That point, discover when that happiness happens, when you discover that point, kumbhaka happens naturally. There is no urge in you to inhale and exhale. You are reveling in peace, bliss, and pranayama helps in unfoldment of your personality. I talked about sabija prana samadhi, and it will lead you to nirbija samadhi, helps in destroying all latent tendencies in you, which are the causes of suffering in life.